Today's shir in Yerushalmi Sanhedrin is dedicated to the memory of Pesach Yershin ben Yisroel Fish Olav HaShalom. It begins in the Oz Vahara edition on Daf Beis Amid Beis, 10 lines from the top of the Amid, with the last word on the line, Reb Zechariah. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Continues the Gemara, Rav Zechariah, boy, kumi Rav Ami. Rav Zechariah had a question in front of Rav Ami. Avdin uvde kahen tanya. As the Pnei Moshe and the Korban Eda both learn, do we in fact paskin like the Tana that we had at the bottom of Amud Aleph for Yeshua Mekorach, who says mitzvah liftsoya, or perhaps we should paskin like the other sheet of Rabbi Lozer ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said hamevatzeya choite, that a dayan is not allowed to make a pshora. So how do we paskin? So now he answered him, Tani, we learned in a braisa that in fact there is a third shita, and this is the shita of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. Tani, we learned in a braisa, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh says, Pa'amim sha'ata rishoy l'vtsoya, Pa'amim sha'inata rishoy l'vtsoya. Here is a third shita, not that it's an avera to be b'tzeya, not that it is a mitzvah always to be b'tzeya, but rather sometimes you're allowed to be b'tzeya, and sometimes it's us, or you're not allowed to be b'tzeya. Ketza. What is an example of this? Shnaim shibor al adayim. Two litigants come to the dayim. Actually, shomad divrein, if he has not heard the case yet. Or he misses shomad divrein, or even if he heard the case. Bavaini yedeya, heichna din noita. He has not made up his mind in which direction the din should go. He just has heard the claims of both litigants. Rishoy loimer lehantzu uvitzu. He can tell them, go out and make a compromise. But Mish is Shama Devrei, and once he has heard their words, and he sees clearly that one's Taina is much stronger than the other one, and he's going to paskin in favor of Reuven, let's say, against Shimon, then it is usur for you to make a pshara. This is the way that Rav Ami answered Zechariah's question, how should we paskin? The answer is, sometimes it's a mitzvah, or certainly Rishus, to be Boitzeya, and sometimes it is an Aveir, it's also to be Boitzeya. Why is it also if you already know which way the din is going? Shenemar. Because the Pasuk states, Poiter Mayim, Rishus Madain. Mayim is a mashal for arguments. And it, just like when a river overflows its banks, and there are small rivulets which are now in the ground, if a person does not make a, he doesn't put sandbags there, he doesn't make an ability to stop that small rivulet from becoming larger, it will turn into another river and swamp his ground. So if you want to free Mayim, which is a marshal for Machloikis, you want to stop Machloikis, Reishis Madin. You want to make a pshara, you have to do that at the beginning of the din, before you know where the din is going, or even before you hear their arguments. Ulefnei hisgala riv, before the argument becomes revealed, Netosh, abandon it. You can only get rid of the din if it is early in the process, but if you wait too long, then it is usur for you to make a pshara. Actually, nizgala hariv, before the riv is revealed at the rishon lenaitcha, you can abandon it through pshara. But mishna nizgala hariv, once it becomes revealed, then you know in which direction the din will be going, who is zakai and who is chayiv. Ein at the rishon lenaitcha, you're not allowed to abandon it through pshara. Amar Rav Masnaya, Rav Masnaya said, af hapshara tzricha hachro hadas, that not only does the din require that you should not show favoritism and you should objectively look at what the arguments are and whose arguments are stronger, as the Korban Eda says, af hapshara tzricha hachro hadas kolaymer kishem sha'adayim mitzuvi shaloy lahatis adin kach mitzuvi shaloy lahatis hapshara. Just like he's commanded not to show favoritism in the din and to stack it against one of the parties unjustly, so to an apshara, he should do the same thing. And as the Pnei Moshe says in Divrei HaMaskel, Af HaPshorah Tzrichach Ra Das, the Tzorah Shechriah B'dayta Imiya Dinay to be Yisr, Ukefiah Kroz Adas Bazeh Yas HaPshorah. As we said, Pshorah is not 50-50. Pshorah is that one of the litigants will have a stronger position in the compromise than the other one. And you have to see whose tainas are more justified, and you tilt justly to one side if his tainas are stronger than the other side. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar. He said, Shnayim Shiboel Adayin, two litigants came to the Dayan. Echad Rach, Echad Chazik. One is a weak guy, a meek guy, and one is a tough guy. Actually, Shama Devrei, and before you have heard their arguments, Rishoy Leimer, the dying can say, Lahen to them, Ain't in this case, I don't want to get involved in this case. Shema Yishai V'chazak, because he has a fear that maybe he will find the tough guy Chayiv, Yehei Chazak Oivoy, and then for the rest of his life, the tough guy will be an enemy of him. He's not Mechuyiv to take on the case, but Misha Shama Devrayan, once he has heard their arguments, Ein Rishoy Lomerlan, the Dayan is not allowed to say to the litigants, Eini Niska Kolchem, I don't want to get involved. You're involved already. You want to get out of it because you're afraid of the Chazak? Shenemar, Lo Yisa Guru Mepnei Ish. Don't be afraid. Don't tremble in front of anyone. You have to do what the din requires. Rabbi Shu ben Karcha said, Harei Shohei Yoshev Eitzel Adayin. A Talmud was sitting next to the Dayan. The Dayan was his Rebbe. V'roz Chuslan, he saw that the Dayan is paskening wrong. He saw the way the Dayan is asking the questions, that he's going to paskin against the one who's the real Zakai. He's going to make him chayiv. Roz Chuslani, he found a schus for the ani, the poor one, v'chayvel asher. And to the rich one, he found that he is guilty. How do we know that the Talmud should not keep quiet out of respect of the dying, out of respect of his Rebbe? Shenemar lo saguru neish. Here we're learning the word saguru, not tremble, but here we're learning, as the Pnei Moshe says in the Ramaschal al Tachnis Tvarecha, lo saguru miloshen oiger. It means gather in. Don't gather in, as the Gemara continues. Al tachnis tvarecha mipneish. Don't gather in your words out of fear of a person. It's your Rebbe, it's a dayan, it's a chash of a person, and you won't reveal. If you see a schus for the real zakai in the case, whether even if he's the ani against the usher, you should say it so that the Rebbe should not make a mistake in his psak. Continues the Gemara. V'yu adayonin yoyden es mi ain donin. The judges should know who they are judging. Ufnei mi ain donin, in front of whom they are judging. As the Korbanatus says, es mi ain donin, who are they judging? Ki ilu donin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'damasik. As we're going to see, the Gemara means you judges are judging Hashem. As we'll soon see how Basar Adam could judge Hashem. The Edom should know who they are testifying for. The Lifnei Mi Me'idin, and who they are testifying in front of. Lifnei Mi Sh'amar V'Olam. They are testifying in front of a Kaddish Baruch who said there should be a world Shenemar. The Amdu Shneim Anashim Hashem Ariv, the two litigants who have the argument are standing Lifnei Hashem in front of Hashem. The Yomer, another Pasuk, Elikim Nitzav Badas Kael. Hashem is standing in the Eda of Hashem, which is the Dayanim. The Chen Yoishavit, Amr L'Shariftim, Yoishavit said to the judges, Re'u Ma'atem Oisim, look what you're doing, Kiloy La'odim Tishbitu, you're not judging a person, Kil Hashem, you're judging Hashem. And the Gemara immediately asked, Chi Efshir L'Basar V'Dam, Lodnes Bari, how could a human being judge his master? El Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ano Amrit Diav L'Ruvei Me'a, dinner. I said at Rosh Hashanah, when I decided how much each person's parnassus is going to be for the year, I said, Reuven should have made dinner. Ula Shimon v'lo klum, and Shimon should have nothing. The At and you, the Dayan, Noit L'mizeh, you're taking it from the one who really should have it, which is Reuven, the 100 dinner. The Noit L'mizeh, you're giving it to Shimon, who was not supposed to have the 100 dinner. So what am I going to do? Olai L'shalim Loi, I have to repay Reuven, because that's really his 100 dinner. V'lifrom Ha'isayish, I'm going to have to take it away from the other person. So when you're judging me because I'm involved. I'm going to have to act based on your psak. I'm going to have to change things if necessary. Therefore, you should be very careful that you should pass the thing correctly. Tani Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. We learned in a brayso. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, "Hadin b'shloisha, you need three dayanim for a din. Upshar b'shnayim, but pshar you can make with two. Yafa koyach pshar mikoyach din." So we would think that pshar looks like it's weaker than din, but there is a certain power in pshar. Although you only need two dayanim, and din needs three, but pshara has a stronger power mikoyach hadin than a din. Sheshnayim shedanu yichom latzben, two made a judgment, they can have charata. Ushnayim shepishru, and two that made a pshara ein yichom latzben, they cannot have charata. So Tosfos in the Bavli on Daf Hayamid Beis Divrei Maskil Yafa says that this brisa is very difficult, because normally a bezin of two dayanim doesn't have the authority to force its judgment on the litigants, as we have learned before, unless both bali din committed in advance. For example, they would make a kinyan that, and they would show that we are going to remain with the decision of the dayanim, because normally you need three. It's only when they accept one dayan or two dayanim to be the same power as three through a kinyan, then it's a good psak by one or two, according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Now, if you do a pshara, they also don't have the ability to impose their compromise unless the two litigants accept it upon themselves through a kinyan to accept what the dayanim make as a pshara. So if so, what is the difference between a psak or a pshara? If they committed themselves in advance through a kinyan, then in both cases they can't have charata. If they did not make a kinyan, then in both cases they can retract. So what is the Gemara saying over here, that pshara is stronger than din? So Tosfos there in Sanhedrin of Hamid Beza answers that we're speaking here about a certain case. They committed themselves, the litigants, to two dayanim, and they did it with a kinyan in both cases. But they had a certain tanai, a condition, a stipulation. The judges, the dayanim, should only impose either a din or a pshara. But it has to be, they made one stipulation, it has to be with a normal procedures of the dayanim. Now, it's normal for two dayanim to make a compromise, but it's not normal, usually, for two dayanim to impose a psak. So now, if the two dayanim impose pshara, that's accepted procedure. Two dayanim make pshara. That's normal. So they have fulfilled the condition. They were only accepted by the two litigants if they do normal procedure of dayanim. Two dayanim for pshara is normal. So the kinyan will bind the litigants that they have to listen, and therefore, shnayim shepishru, ein yichom lachsubram, because this was accepted by the litigants, and they did everything according to a legal precedent. However, two dayanim do not impose, usually. And the stipulation of the Bali Din was that you have to do it according to the normal procedure of dayanim. Two dayanim is not the normal procedure. So then it'll come out that even though they made a kinyan, but the kinyan doesn't work because the dayanim didn't keep the condition that it has to be normal procedure. And therefore, in that case, the dayanim will be able to be chayzer, and the two litigants will be able to get out of the din, because it was not done according to the normal legal procedure. So that's how Tosfos in the Sanhedrin, in the Bavli, explains what this brisa is referring to. Just one last thing. We learned that Hashem says, I'm have to take it from Lipora Me'oiseish, I have to take it from one person, the money, and give it to the one who really owns this money. Who is that Oyser Ish that the Gemara is speaking about? Lipar Moyser Ish, the Korban Eid has two pshatim. In Divrei Amas, Lipar Moyser Ish, Misha Kibush Lekedin. Either it's speaking about the person who got the money improperly, it wasn't supposed to be his money, it wasn't supposed to be Shimon's money, it was supposed to stay with Reuven. Inami Menadayin, or I'll have to extract it from the Dayan who caused Reuven to lose the 10,000 to Shimon, So I'll have to get it away from the Dayan because he paskened erroneously. The Korbanator has these two pshatim in who the ish is that Hashem is going to extract the money from.
Continues the Gemara quoting from our Mishnah, Ha'inisam Efata V'chulu, etc. And really, our Gemara is going to be discussing V'chulu. What is V'chulu? Let us look back at the Mishnah on Aleph Amid Aleph. Umaitzi Shemra B'shloisha Divri Rameir. Rameir holds that Oynis Mefata and Maitzi Shemra are with three Dayanim. This is the opinion of Rameir V'chachamim Oymerim HaMaitzi Shemra B'esrim B'shloisha. The Chachamim disagree, and they say that Maitzi Shemra needs 23 Dayanim. Sheyesh B'din in the Fashas, because it concerns capital punishment, and wherever Dayanim are judging whether the person is Chayiv Misa or not, Dina Nefash is then you have to have a bezin of 23. Now, our Gemara is going to examine this machlokes between Rab Meir and the Chachamim. We are going to learn the sugya according to the Pnei Moshe. There are many different possible cases that the machlokes between Rab Meir and the Chachamim could be involved in. And the Korban Eida has extra cases that we will not go into. We will go with the simple mahalach of the Pnei Moshe in this sugya. And in order to understand what the Gemara is dealing with, we have to know as a background the various possible scenarios that the Pnei Moshe is dealing with in the case of Maitzi Shemra. Now, one scenario is that the husband got married, he made a suda for his wife, and after living with his wife, he claims in Bezdin, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, I found that she was not a virgin, and he would be believed to be mafsid her ksuba. He doesn't have to bring witnesses for this. We are not discussing in this scenario, scenario number one, anything to do with DNA nefashis. It's just, as the Gemara says, we have a chazaka, ein adam terech besuda mafsidai. A person does not make a lavish suda for getting married to his wife, and then a day later, after they have lived together, he says, oh, she wasn't a virgin, and he's making up a story. He wouldn't be mafsid his whole suda by making this claim now that she's not the besula that he thought she was. Unless it was true, and therefore he is neman to say, I found the Pesach Pasuach, and therefore she is not entitled to her ksuba. This is scenario number one. Now, this is a money matter, and as we've learned throughout the Mishnah, any money matter would require three dayanim, not 23. A second scenario is that he brought edim, that in fact she was mezana while she was a naira marasa. In those days, they would make erison a year before the wedding, and she would be called a naira marasa, and during that time, she's not just engaged as we have it that a chas and kala are engaged, but there are many halachas where she's already considered as if she is married to the chas, although they have not had relations together. And if during this year, this period, she, as a naira marasa, committed znus, so if the edim are valid, then she is chayv misa based on their testimony. In such a case, everybody would agree that you need 23 dayanim because it's dini nefashos. Another scenario is where the husband brings edim, but those edim are found to be edim zoymimim. Edim zoymimim means that other edim came in front of Bezdin and said to Bezdin, how could these edim say that she was mezana and they saw this happening on this and this date and this place? On that day, they were with us in a place far away. They couldn't have been there at the alleged scene of the crime of Naira Marasa committing Znus. So the din is, Vasisem Loi Kashazam Lasses La'achiv, there's a din that we punished the Edom Zayman what they wanted to do to their brother. They wanted to kill the Naira Marasa so they get killed. So this is already a capital punishment case where you need a bezin of 23, but there's also a money case because the husband, who it comes out was the Maitzi Shemra, he trumped up charges that weren't true, that his wife was Mezana when she was a Naira Marasa, because the Edom that he brought are Edom Zaymim, so he gets Malkus. He has to pay 100 shkolim, May Ishkolim, to her father, and a third din, he's not allowed to divorce her against her will her entire life. These are the three main scenarios that our Gemara, according to the Pnei Moshe, will be dealing with. So says the Gemara, let us go to the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Rab Mana Omar, Benaira Marasa, plead. The Machloikis is by Anaira Hamurasa. And the husband claims that she was Mezana. And this will be the first scenario that there were no Edom. And we believe the husband, based on the Chazaka, that he wouldn't be mafsid his whole Su'uda were it not true that he found Pesach Pasuah. So Rav Meir, Oimer Mafsedes Ksubas B'Shloisha. So Rav Meir's opinion is that how many dayanim do you need in a money matter of her losing her ksuba? You need three, as we turn to Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. V'niskelas b'esrim v'shloisha. And if afterwards it comes out that Edom are found, Edom hear about this story that the husband's accusing the wife of committing znus, but there were no Edom, but they said, oh, we saw it. So they come to Bezin. So if later it'll turn out that there were real Edom who saw her being Mezana, then she would get skill in front of the Bezin of 23. But initially, Rav Meir says that until that case happens, until Edom step forward, it's a money matter of her losing the ksuba. All you need is three. The Chachamim disagree, and they say you always need 23. Even at the ksuba stage, which was scenario number one that we discussed, Mokum Sheniskela Sham of Sadek Subasa, the place where if Edom would come and say that yes, we saw her being Mezana when she was in Naira Marasa, and then she would need to get Skila in front of a Bezdin of 23, that's the same Bezdin that has to be Mafsid her Ksuba originally when there were no Edom yet. So let us first look to understand this with more clarity. Let us look in the Pnei Moshe at the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Rav Mana B'Naira Marasa Pligi, which is three lines before it gets wide at the bottom of the Amid of the right hand column. Says the Pnei Moshe Kolaymer, Moitzi Shemra Diktani, this case of Moitzi Shemra that we are speaking about, Lav B'Din Shel Abal Mairi. It's not speaking about when he has a bezdin because he was Moitzi Shemra, and that, as we'll see in the Gemara, that's the pashtus. The pashtus, when you say Moitzi Shemra, is that the Edom were found to be zayman, and therefore he now has to pay money and get malchus, and that will be done in front of a bezdin of three. So the Pnei Moshe says we are not discussing his money matters. That's not the machlokes of Meir and the Chacham. Ukegoin shehuzmu edov. When the Edom become Edom Zayim, he will have to pay the Knas. Because there everyone agrees, according to Rav Mana, according to Hishita, everybody would agree that in that case, in that scenario, which is scenario number three that we mentioned, where the Edom are found to be Zayim, and now they get killed and the husband has to pay, everybody would hold the Baha'u'llah plea, Kila Kamban, we're going to see that on Gimel Amid Aleph, that everybody would agree you need a Bezdin of 23. There would be no Machlokes or Meir in the Chum, because since you need 23 for the Edom Zayimim, so this is all one case, we don't treat it as two different cases, and therefore the Bezdin of 23, the Paskins, that the Edom Zayimim gets Kila, that will be the same Bezdin that will Paskin that the husband has to pay
the Meir Shkolem to the father of the Naira Marasa. So if that was the case, there would be no machlokes. Rabbi Meir would also agree that you need a bezin of 23 even for the money matters, because it's all one big case, and therefore you need 23 for every facet of the case. Ella, so what is the machlokes according to Rabbi Mona between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham? El Benaira Marasa. We're speaking about the din of her. We're speaking about scenario number one, where the husband didn't even bring Edim. The machlokes of Meir and Chacham is in her did. He wants her to lose her ksuba. And he says, I found that she was not a virgin. He's not coming to kill her. He's not even bringing Edim that she was mezana as a Naira Marasa. Because if you're going to say it's speaking about where he has Edom, scenario number two, where he has good Edom, they weren't found to be Zayim, and we're trying to kill her, so how could Rameir say Shloisha? That's a case of Dinin Nefashis, a clear case of Dinin Nefashis, capital punishment of her, Skila, Avadi Yanita Bezin of 23. Even Rameir would agree, he would never say with three it's enough. Ubaha Pligi. But if we're speaking about the first scenario, where it's just to lose her ksuba, this is the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Dear Rav Meir Ksuba, ein choshen lalaz. We're not going to worry about any people speaking disparagingly against the Bezdin of three. The name, we could say, maybe, Shema Machmas HaKol, Sheyotze Shabol Bezdin, once the rumor gets around that, the husband brought his wife to court because he wants her to lose her ksuba. So once that coil goes out, people are talking about it. Yishmu Edim, so then there will be Edim who the husband wasn't even aware that these Edim existed. And they'll come to Bezdin and say, yes, the husband's right. Because she was mezana. We saw it. And the husband doesn't even know about it. He's in phase one. He's in scenario number one, that it's a money matter. He wants her to lose her ksuba. V'ti boy b'tchila esrim u'shloisha. The shema yavo l'day dina nefashis. The mominus might turn into nefashis. So therefore, maybe we need it even by the mominus to begin with, by the ksuba. L'ha loichashid. Rav Meir holds, you're not worried about that. V'hilkach mafsedek subasa b'shloisha. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, she will lose her ksuba, which is only a money matter, with three. If we look in the Korban Ha'edah, this is something the Pnei Moshe doesn't explain clearly, in the third line on Gimel Amid Aleph, he says, Hilkach mikara boy chav gimel, shaloy lohaitzi laz ala dayanim, shayayim rulefi shaloyadu ladu naisif aleim. That is the laz. That is the machlois between Raman and Chum. Are you worried about that? Disparaging remarks that people might say, hey, why did they switch from 3 to 23? They started the case with 3, according to Rav Meir, and then they went to 23 when Edom came on the scene. They won't say because now it became from Dinim Mamonis, it became a Dinim Nefashis. They'll say the Edom were not learned, and therefore we decided to switch from 3 to 23. So according to Rav Meir, you're not worried about that. So if it's phase one, there's no Edom, the husband doesn't even know there's Edom, it's just a money matter, Rav Meir says three. If later Edom will hear about this case of losing the ksuba, and they will voluntarily come to Bezdin to say, we saw the act of znus, then Rav Meir says, we will convene a Bezdin of 23. And we're not worried that people will say that the first three Dayanim were not learned, and therefore we had to switch to a Bezdin of 23. They will say, before it was a money case of three, now it's a capital punishment case of 23, according to a mayor. Whereas the Chacham disagreed. Let us see the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, at the middle of the first line. Wherever she would get skila, if Edom would come, which would be 23, so that's the same amount of dayanim that she has to face when the husband just wants her to lose her ksuba, because we are choishish lalaz,
We are worried about people making disparaging remarks about the Bezdin of 3 that has now been switched to 23. And therefore, the Chamol, you have to have a Bezdin of 23 to begin with. That is the machlokes between the Meir and the Chacham. So the Mishnah is focusing on Moitzi Shemra, not as we would normally think that the husband's punishment of 100 shkolim for Moitzi Shemra when the Edom were found to be Edom Zayman. That's not what we're speaking about. There's no machlokes. But the machlokes is by her when she's going to lose her ksuba. Are we choshish lelaz or not? Because the 3 could become 23, and then people will speak against the 3. Rameir's not worried about that. You start with 3. If you have to change, you change to 23. The chacham are worried right away for laz, and therefore, even for ksuba, you need 23. And now the Gemara concludes, Avol b'moitzi shemra. But if it's the case, scenario number 3. Where they're Edom Zoymimim, who are going to get Skila, because that's what they want them to do to the Naam Aras, and the husband is Moitzi Shemra, he has to pay 100 shkolim to her father. In that case, Kola Amma, Kuli Amma, Moda, everybody agrees, Makam Shadim Niskolim, the place in front of the Bezdin of 23 that Edom will get Skila, Shom Abal Loike, he gets Malchus, the nice Mayasela, and he's going to give the Mayasela. Why? Because this is all considered one big case, and therefore, even Rav Meir would agree that you need a Bezdin of 23. Amar Le Rav Yossi Bar Bun, so Rav Yossi Bar Bun disagrees with Rav Mona, and he says, Hain Teninta Palga, the Mishnah has split it up. In the normal case of Moitzi Shemra, that they're arguing, there's a machloikis in Moitzi Shemra, and at Avid Palge, you're making a new split, a new machloikis, that the machloikis is not concerning him, his payment of Meir Shkolim, but it's concerning her loss of the Ksuba. You're making up a whole new machloikis. What's the simple case of Moitzi Shemra? The simple case is not phase one, not scenario number one, that she's going to lose the ksuba. No, it's in the advanced stage where Edom came, and those very Edom became Edom Zomimim, so they have to get Skila, and there's the machloikis, do you need 3 or 23? That is what Rav Yossi, Rav Bun, continues to say. Ela b'moitzi shemra pligi. The machloikis is by him, his money, Ramei Roim Rabal Loikiv and Nois Meisela Bishloisha. He gets Malkus and he has to pay 100 Sela, the money, the Shkolim, with a Bezin of 3. Vyo Edim, the Shkolim Bezin of Shloisha. And there's a second Din Torah of the Edim Zoymim who are going to get Skila, well, that's from Shloisha. So Ramei considers it two separate Dinim. The Din of money of the husband is with 3 Dayanim. The Din of Skila of the Edim Zoymim is a different Din, and it's with 23. V'Rabbanin Morin, which means Amrin, the Rabbanin say, the Chachamim's opinion is, Malkim she'edim niskolim, shama ba loike of nois meyasel. That's the disagreement of Rav Meir. Not in the case of the psula, not in the case of the naira marasa, but rather in the case his payment of money. Rav Meir holds there's two dinim. You split it up. His money is 3, and the edim zayman skil is 23. But the chacham hold no. That is all one big case. You don't split it up. And if you need a bezin of 23 for the Edom Zoymim, you need 23 for his money payment as well. It's all one big din tyra. Avo benayar marasa. But in what you said, the machloikis Rav Mona in nayru marasa kala alma maide kuli alma is maide. Everybody agrees. Malkum sheniskalis, the place where she gets skilo sham of says subasa. That's where she loses her ksuba. Why? Because chayshinan lalaz. Because everybody holds you are choshish for laws. This is how the Pnei Moshe learns here. You're worried that people will speak disparagingly against the Bezdin of 3. So therefore, if by the Naru Marasa, it involves now stage 1, scenario 1, there's no aid and it involves losing the ksuba. But it could turn into scenario number 2.
that Edim will come and she will be Chayiv, Misa, Skila, and there she would need Bezin of 23. So now if you're going to start with 3, we are Choshesh for Laz when it turns into a capital punishment case against her of 23, and therefore both Rav Meir and Chacham agree that you give Skila and the loss of Ksuba in front of a Bezdin of 23, because Chayshinen Lalaz.
So if we were to summarize what the Machlokes Rav Meir and Chachamim is all about, we would have two shitas. The first shita is Rav Mana's shita, that the Machlokes is her din Torah of the Ksuba, and the Machlokes is whether Chayshinen Lalaz, that people will speak disparagingly against the Bezdin of 3. And since it could turn into a Bezdin that needs 23, because Edom will come that say that she was Mizana, and she will get Skila, she's an Ara Marasa, and people will speak disparagingly, so therefore we'll Chatchila have a Bezdin of 23. That's a sheet of the Chacham. Rav Meir holds, we're not Choshesh for Laz, and right now we have a Bezdin of 3 for the Ksuba. And later, if it turns into a capital punishment case, we have a Bezdin of 23. However, when it comes to Moitzi Shemra, which means it's his payment that we're concerned with, then everybody holds that you need a Bezdin of 23 because it's all one case. The Edim Zoymen, who are going to get Skila by the Moitzi Shemra, need 23, and therefore the husband, who is going to pay 100 shekel to the father of the Naam Rasa, also needs 23. So according to Rav Mana, the case in our Mishnah where the Machlokes Rav Meir and Chacham is, that's by her din Torah of money of the Ksuba. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi Barabun, it's the opposite, that the Machlokes Rav Meir and Chacham is on his din Torah of paying the Meir Shekel, and the Machlokes is the Edim Skila, the Edim Zoyman Skila, and the husband paying 100 shekel, is that considered two cases? That's the shita of two dinei Torah, the shita of Rav Meir, and therefore his case of the husband, he pays 100 shekel based on a bezin of 3 because it's mammon. And there's a second case of 23 that will convene for the skila of the Edim Zoyman. However, the Chacham hold no, it's all one case, and therefore you need 23 even for the mammon of the husband. But when it comes to the Ara Marasa, there everyone will agree, even Rav Meir, that you need a bezin of 23 to begin with, because we're chayish for laws, so even the ksuba requires 23. So the focus, according to Rav Mana, was on her ksuba, and the focus, according to Rav Yosef Rabun, is on his paying the meya kesef. And now the Gemara says, Visaya, or the Girsa of the Pnei Moshe and the Korbanate, is Va'asya, the Rav Mana Karab Zira, or the Rav Yosef Rabun Karavua. As the Korbanator brings down from the Yerushalmi Ksubas Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, that we find there that Rav Mana, who learned that the focus is on her payment, her loss of the Ksuba, that's how Rav Zeira understood our Mishnah in the Yerushalmi Ksubas, and that's the Machloikis in her Ksuba. And as far as his payment, both Rav Mana and Rav Zeira will hold that there you certainly need 23 because it's all one case, and you need 23. So that is Rav Mana pairs up with Rav Zeira in Ksubas. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, and Rabbi Yosi Rabun, who said the focus is on his payment, whether it's one din, like the Chacham hold, and therefore it's 23, or it's two dinim, like Rav Meir holds, and therefore it's 3, that is the same way that Rav Avuah says it there in Ksubas and Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yosi Rabun is equal to Rav Avuah, and there's no machloikis by her Ksuba that you will need 23. And now the Gemara says that now that we see that Rav Avuah and Rabbi Yosi Rabun, according to what the Yerushalmi just said, are like teammates, they pair together. They're on the same understanding of what our mission is discussing, namely that the focus is on his payment of the mea shekel, whether it's one din or two dinim. So now Rabbi Avuha asked his teammate, Rabbi Yosef Rabun, what would you say by Sharon Niskel? Do you say that in Rameir, do you say by Sharon Niskel that it's also two cases, or it's all one case? And as the din of Sharon Niskel is that if the shor kills a person, and the shor is a shor muid, not only does the animal get killed, but the master, he doesn't get killed, even though the pasuk says, v'gam bal of yumas, the Gemara understands that a bal can only get killed when he kills someone, not when his animal kills someone. So Gam Baal Yumas is referring to Kofar, that if his shor was a shor muad and it killed someone, the animal gets killed. And we'll learn on Amud Beis, Kemisis HaBaal Kach Misa Shor. If the Baal would be killed in a capital punishment case, he would need 23. So the animal, the Shor Niskel, who's getting killed now, has to die the same way his master would die, with 23. And also, in this case, where he was a shor muad, the master has to pay kofar. So the question is, according to Rameir that we saw, that by the case of Nair Marasa, Rameir held that it was two separate cases, the Adam Zoyim get skila, and the husband who has to pay the Meir Shekel, according to Rameir, he has a bezin of 3, and the Adam Zoymim have a bezin of 23. What's going to be the din by Shor Niskel? Rabbi Avuha Shoal, Rabbi Avuha asked the question from his teammate, Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Shor Niskel, Kerameir, Mao, Sheid Nakesav Bishloisha, Yisoko Besim Bishloisha. Do we say it's also 2 dinim? The money matter is 3 dayanim, and the skill of the Shor is 23. Omar Le Rabbi Yosef Rabun, so his partner, Rabbi Yosef Rabun, who understands our mission the same way, that the focus is on the motzi shemra, not on the ksub, it's on the man's payment, not on the woman's payment. And Rav Meir, by the man's payment, holds its 2 dinim, but here he would not hold its 2 dinim. Why? Shor haniskel kulimam. Really, shor haniskel is money. Who is killing? It's his animal that's killing. It's his animal that's a shor amuot. So really, shor haniskel is his money. And money matters should, anything to do with money should be a din of 3. But even though it's kuli mamanu, gzeiros hakosavu sheyisakel, we learn out from a pasuk that the shor haniskel gets skila. It says gambol of yumos kumisas habalim kachmisas shor. So since we learn from gzeiros hakosav that the shor will die the same way the master would die in the case of capital punishment for the master, which is with a bezin of 23. So if you're telling me that the Mises HaShor is money and it changes into capital punishment because we compare it to the Baal's getting killed, not in this case, but in another case where he would get killed, he would need 23. So if that's your Xeris HaKosev, then on the money part of the Baal, of the Kaifer, of the Baal, we also say, since the Shor is money and it turns to 23, then the Baal's money, it also becomes 23. So here, Rav Meir would agree to the Chachamim that it's all one din, and the money gets changed to capital punishment with a bezin of 23. Even Rav Meir's moida, that's what Rabbi Yisrael Rabun told his partner Rav Avuha, that here there would not be, in the case of Shor Niskel, machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Everybody would agree that it's one din. The Misa is 23 and the Koyfer is also 23. Continues the Mishnah, Halacha Beis, Makis B'Shloisha. For Makis, you need 3 dayanim. Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Shmuel, Amru, they said in the name Rabbi Shmuel, but Esther B'Shloisha, you need 23. Now, why do we hold that you need 3? According to the Tanakhama, says the Korban Ha'edah, because it says in the Pasuk, V'nikshu elam yishpat v'shoftum, so that they'll come to the judges and they will judge them, and that's plural, shnayim. The ein bezdin shogam asifim alei ma'adach l'rekan shalishu. You can't have an even bezdin, and therefore we add 1, and therefore you come to 3. Rabbi Shmuel holds you need 23, says the Korban Eilu. The Malkus Mokam Misa, I met as Malkus is a type of Misa, the kivin to Avra al-Azor's bari, royal lama. Since he went against the warning of Hashem, he should really die. Misa zu, konas alav akazu. This is a type of Misa that the Torah has made as a punishment for him. Purim, and therefore you need 23, and the Gemara will see also, because sometimes if they don't evaluate whether the person can take the Malkus or not, they will give him Malkus, and he'll die because of the Malkus. Even though a doctor would try to evaluate it, he might make a mistake, and the person will die, and therefore you have to have a bezin of 23 to begin with, because it could turn into taking the life of this person who's getting Malkus. Continues the Mishnah, Ibra Chodesh B'Shloisha, to make a leap month, to add a day, because the time that the moon goes around the earth is 29 and a half days. So some months have 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th, and some months have 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st. If Beis Din doesn't say anything, then the din is that it becomes automatically Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. So the Korban Eidah says that this Ibur HaChodesh does not mean that they were Mekadesh it, because that happens automatically, as the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon Yochai is. Ibur HaChodesh means to think whether it's correct that we should add a day this month or not. Why do we use the Lashon Ibur if we really mean chishav, the calculation whether we should add a day or not? Because the next halacha in the Mishnah says Ibra Hashana B'Shloisha, that Ibra Hashana needs three. Now by Ibra Hashana there, if you don't say anything on Adar Aleph, at the end of Adar Aleph, it automatically becomes Nisan. So you have to say, if you want to make an extra leap month, because As the Korban Eidah says in Ibur Hashana, starting the last short line and the first wide line, that the Beis Din sits down to see whether an extra month is needed, because we want to make sure the Pesach comes out in the spring, and we want to make sure that the equinox is correct, the Tkufa. So there, if you're going to add a month, you have to say it. So there, the Ibur Hashana means Beis Din saying that we are going to make one extra month. So since we use the Lashon Ibur Hashana Legabe the Shana, so Legabe the Chodesh, we use the Lashon Ibur also, but here by the Chodesh, it doesn't mean that Beis Din is Mekadesh and makes a whole new day as they do by the year, but rather that happens automatically if they don't say anything, but rather means a calculation whether we should be Ma'abur or not, is B'Shloisha. Ibur Hashana B'Shloisha Ibur Meir. We start with three. Then we argue back and forth whether an extra month is needed this year with five. And then if we decide that we do need it, we end off with seven. And if they wind up with three, it is Ma'ubur, says the Bnei Moish, the last line. The Nasi has to be with them. And then he says also, that we go 3, 5, 7. The Gemara will already explain what the 3, 5, 7 correspond to. But the Korban Eidah, the last Korban Eidah, tells us how this worked. On the first wide line at the bottom, Divrei Masa Meschilin B'Shloisha, Sheya'ainu Im Yesh L'Hashav Beis Din Al Kach, Sheya'ainu B'Davar. First you have three. Those three decide whether we should convene five, add on another two to go into it. It might be an open and shut case not to have a new month. So first three decide whether it's something we should debate. And then so now, Im Echad Amar Tzarech, one says we need it, we need to go further. Shnayim Amar Ein Tzarech, Vaday Ein Tzarech Ibur. So then we say, you go after the two, the Batel Yachmim Mutai. The one is Batel to the two. What happens if Shnayim Amar Meleishev? We should sit down and discuss this. Echad Amar Shleih Meleishev, no, we shouldn't sit down. So we go after the majority of two. So now we have three, 2-1. And then we add another two to make five. Shnayim Amar La'aber. After they have their discussions, the two say, make Ibur Hashana. Shleish Amar Shleih La'aber. Three say not to make it. Batel Shnayim Mutin. Two is batel to three. Shnayim Amar Ein Tzarech. Shleish Amar Tzricha. Two say don't do it. Three say yes, do it. Holchanach Aroiv. Go after the Roiv. May see from Oishnan. We add another two. Sheyu Shivat should be seven. Shema Avram Reisa. That they should make the Ibur. There's a question whether the seven debate it, or once it's debated by the five and they decide 3-2, then we just add another two to make the actual Ibur, but not to discuss it further. Machlokes in that anyway. Gemara Mefarash Hani Shleish Chamish Shivat Kenega Me. The Gemara will say why you need 3, 5, and 7. As we turn to Daf
Gimel Amud Beis, and this is Mishnah Gimel in the Mishnayis. Smicha says, Kanem, as Pnei Moshe explains, Al Roish Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur, Al Sar Mishtalech. There were two times that the Zekanim would put their hands with full force on top of the animals by the Korbanis, and that was the Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur, where the whole Tzibur made a mistake and did something wrong, based on listening to Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, and also the Sar Mishtalech, on Yom Kippur, Lazazel. So these two Smichas, they are done with Tzibur, they need three from the Sanhedrin to be soimach on their heads. And then the Pnei Moshe says, included in smicha says, can is when we give smicha to the rabbonim who receive smicha. Third line in Pnei Moshe, v'yesh b'mashma smicha says, can gaminui as can l'dayonis, to make them dayonim. V'tzeh tzarech b'shloisha, you need three. Shagodol ha-soimach, you have one person who gives smicha. V'utzar she'gamkin somach, he has to have received smicha, ish mipi ish, until back to Moshe Rabbeinu, mitzarev oichna mechem, then he gets two other people, imoy v'samech, he gives smicha to the person that they want to give smicha to. What's the idea of the word smicha, lashon smicha, mishum nechsev, v'yis mechas yad v'lov. It says by Moshe and Yeshua that he put his hands on him, v'lov de boil mismach yad alei, you don't really have to put your hands on someone to give him smicha. Ela b'shmo korali, Rebbe, you call him by his name, you call him, he's a Rebbe. Once he has smicha, he can pass on din knosses. We ain't smicha b'chutz l'aretz. We don't give smicha in chutz l'aretz. El tzar she'as soymech v'anismach shneim be'etzrol. Both, the one who's giving the smicha, the one who gets the smicha, have to both be in etzrol. V'oz, yulei rishus l'odin din knosses v'afil b'chutz l'aretz. Then, once he has smicha, then he can go into chutz l'aretz, even chutz l'aretz, and judge din knosses l'fi she'as Sanhedrin hagas b'en b'aretz b'en b'chutz l'aretz. The Sanhedrin can act in etzrol or in chutz l'aretz. V'hu she'yu smuchem b'aretz, but they have to receive the smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Mishnah, Varifus Egla, and the Korbanator says, Arifus, not the severing of the neck of the Egla Rufa, when you find a dead person and you measure which city he's closest to, and the Zekain of that city have to break the neck of a calf. So that itself doesn't need three, says the carbonated. It means the medida, measuring from which city is the closest, that needs three. Divya Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah Amar Chamish, Rabbi Yehuda says that you need actually five, and he brings a pasuk, Vayikra Perigdal Pasuk as Vav, Vesamchu Shnayim, it says Vesamchu Ziknei. So from Samchu is two, plural, and Zikne is two, plural. That's why he learns that you need five. You can't have an even number Bezdin, so you have to add one, make it five. Chalitza requires three, and we learned that the carbonator brings down a pasuk. V'niksha yivemtoi elov la'ene as kainim. Skainim shnaim, emes and shakom, oisiv olem, oidech on a reish loisha. Miunin b'shloisha. Now miun is, the carbonate explains, aktana yisayma, that her mother or her brother got her married, and she can, when she grows up, can refuse. She's mima'anis mibala. So she needs three judges, because everything the Rabbanim made was made like the Torah. The Torah has three for get, for other matters. And therefore, when the Rabbanim did something, the Rabbanim did it here, that a girl shouldn't be hefker mitaraisa. It's only the husband who can do it, the father. Because the pasuk says, biti nasati leshazeh. But the Chachamim were afraid that if the husband died, and she'd have no father, she could become loose and not have morals and be mizana. And therefore, they wanted her to get married, so they gave a power to the brother and the mother to marry her off, but she has a power of miyun. She doesn't even need a get. She just says when she grows up that I don't want to stay married to this person, but she needs a bezdin to affect that, and that's a bezdin of three. Neta revai, the fourth year when a person is allowed to eat the fruits and he brings it to Yerushalayim, or he is mechalal it, he redeems it, its value on money, and he spends that money in Yerushalayim. And also, Meiser Sheni, Shein Dom of Yeduin, that you don't know how much this Meiser Sheni is worth, and you again are going to be poted it on money, and you're going to spend it in Yerushalayim. Now, why don't you know how much it's worth? Because it has rotted, and you don't know the value of rotted fruit. So to evaluate that, you need Bishloisha. There's a machlaik is whether Neter Ravai also speaking about Ja'ain Dom of Yeduin, or Neter Ravai always needs Shloisha, even if Dom of Yeduin, it needs a Bezin of three. So if you hold a Neter Ravai also is only when it's Ein Dom of Yeduin, then they have a girsa Neter Ravai Ma'ashen Sh'ein Demeyem Yeduin, plural. Both the Neter Ravai and the Ma'ashen Sh'ein, we don't know how much it's worth, rotted fruit, needs three. If you hold it's only a din of Ma'ashen Sh'ein, that you don't know how much it's worth. So that's the singular way. We have it in the Gemara Sh'ein Dom of Yeduin. That is B'shloisha Neter Ravai will always need Shloisha, even if it's Dom of Yeduin. V'hag Deishois B'shloisha. By Hegdish, if you're coming to be poed a Hegdish, you need three to estimate how much the item that you're coming to redeem from Hegdish is worth. So the Pnei Moish explains what that means. If somebody said Erech Yolai or Erech Ploni Yolai, whatever that person is worth from the Torah, depends on the age, depends if he's a male or a female. He doesn't have any money, so he wants to give, instead of money, he wants to give metaltolin. So who's going to estimate how much the metaltolin are worth? On that, you need a bezdin of three. Ve'erchen ha-metaltolin b'shloisha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad mehem kohen. Rabbi Yehuda says that one of them has to be a kohen, because the pasuk says that in the parsha there, it says that he comes in front of the kohen as the carbonator brings down. When the Kohen evaluates the Erech, how much these Metaltolin are worth for Erechin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Mehem Kohen, Uwe Karkois, and by Karka, by the way, the Pnei Moish in the first wide line, two-thirds down of, in the Yom, it says, Ein Alach Rabbi Yehuda, Alach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, we do not need that one of them should be a Kohen. Okay, Echad Mehem Kohen, Uwe Karkois, if you want to evaluate how much a Karka is worth to pay that, so there already, you don't have Metaltlin, you want to give Karka. So 10 people have to evaluate it, and there one of them has to be a Kohen. And that it should be worth what his erich was that he promised to give to the Hegdish. So Karkois tisha of the coin, 9 plus a coin, v'adam kiyotzben. If a person says the value of that person, not his erich, his Torah value, but how much he sells in the marketplace, or my value, I'm going to give to Hegdish, kiyotzben, that's the same thing, that you need 9, and one of them should be a coin. Mishnah Dalid, dinein nefashas b'esmer shalisha. The Nefashis require 23, which we will see at the end of the parak how this is learnt out. HaRevea VaNirva, if an animal is Revea, a woman, or a man is Revea, a behema, Be'esim Shloisha, Shenem of Arakta Se'isha Ve'esa Behema. So this is speaking about where the animal is the Revea, and the Isha is the Nirva. So both the woman and the animal who is doing Bia to the woman, both of them are killed, and just like the woman gets killed with a bezin of 23, so too the animal, the reveya. Vaimer, another pasuk says, v'esa behemot haragu. Not only is the man killed, who's the reveya, but even the animal, who's the nirva, also gets killed, and whatever you do to the man, you do to the animal, and just like the man is 23, the animal also is 23. Shor and this kubesim v'shloisha. A shor who killed, you need a bezel of 23 to kill the shor shenamar, a shor yisak of a gambal of yumas. So from there we learn out that that's an extra pasuk, because we've learned before that really you only get, a person only gets killed for anyone he kills himself physically, not what his animal killed. And here it says that his, that he should die also, it means kofar, that he pays, if it's a shor mu'ud, he pays kofar. But the Torah is telling you this here, to tell you, kemises abam, kemises ashor, whatever happens to a person when he would face a capital punishment, he would need a bezin of 23. So the same thing here, where he does not receive capital punishment, because if his animal kills, he does not get killed, he only pays kofar. But the animal is getting killed, and whatever would happen to the baal happens to the animal, you need a bezin of 23. Or re, if the lion is killing, hazev, a wolf, a dove, a bear, vanemar, a leopard, vabardalus, the carbonate says min chai, it's a type of animal, and we believe that it is in the weasel family, a polecat or a skunk. So if this animal does something that requires misa. So in all these cases, the din is va'nochash, a snake, the same thing. They too get killed with 23. Rav Lezer shita is, you don't have to bring them into Bezdin, but anyone who finds them and kills them has a mitzvah because he's getting rid of a mazik. Rav Akiva, I remember that the misa of all these animals is with 23, and of course the obvious question, how is he mecholik from the Tanakhama? He's saying the same thing, and the Gemara answers, the chilek between Tanakhama and Rav Akiva is by a nachash. According to the Tanakhama, nachash also needs 23. According to Rav Akiva, a nachash is different than the other animals, and there he agrees with Rav Eliezer that kalakaydim lahargan zacha, whoever kills a snake, a poisonous snake that could kill people, he's getting rid of a mazik. He doesn't have to wait to bring the nachash to a bezin of 23, but rather he gets merit for removing this mazik.